With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Governor Jared Polis is ordering restaurants and stores to stop selling alcohol after 10 o'clock each night to try and stop inebriated residents from spreading coronavirus. Scott Franz has more.
As COVID-19 cases increase in the state, Polis says he is moving up last call because young adults are leading the spread of coronavirus. He says drinking alcohol in public places is causing them to forego social distancing.
Alcohol reduces inhibition, and when people are out late at night, we are seeing that spread in that 20 to 29 age group. And I know that's tough for people who want to get out and party, but this is not the summer to party.
The new restriction will start by the end of the week and last for 30 days. The state is also warning 15 counties they will have to limit their public gatherings if they don't start to see their case numbers drop soon. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
More than 600 outbreak specialists have signed a letter urgently calling on a bigger role for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Allen Bichel reports.
The signees are all alumni of the Epidemic Intelligence Service, which is the CDC's elite training program for disease detectives. Dr. Joe Forrester is originally from Colorado, and during his time in the service, he investigated outbreaks of plague and other infectious diseases while based in Fort Collins, Colorado. He signed the letter because he feels the CDC has been silenced.
The people that have signed the letters, among others, are voicing concern about the de-involvement of CDC in what is, for almost everyone alive today, the largest pandemic that anyone has ever experienced. I think that's concerning.
The letter states, quote, "The absence of national leadership on COVID-19 is unprecedented and dangerous, and that it's resulted in chaos and a fragmented local response." They're asking Americans to demand an increased role of the CDC in quelling the pandemic. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichel.
Aspen City Council floated the idea of marijuana lounges in a work session last night, which could allow dispensaries and restaurants to have indoor spaces for cannabis consumption. Council members were mainly opposed and tabled the discussion, saying now is not the right time. Alex Hager has more.
State lawmakers last year laid the groundwork for marijuana hospitality businesses. It's kind of like a liquor license, but for weed. Local governments can opt in to allow those businesses in their own cities. Parachute did just that earlier this year, and a handful of ski towns in Summit County are considering doing the same. In yesterday's city council meeting, commissioners said spending time setting up indoor smoking lounges would be at odds with current public health priorities, and even in the future could drive up rent prices in Aspen. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Art Fair, formerly known as Art Aspen, returns today with a new name and a virtual platform. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Aspen's biggest art fair is now called Intersect Aspen. This year's event will be held entirely online due to COVID-19, although virtual attendees can still expect to see a huge mix of featured artists and their work. Over 100 exhibitors from around the world and the Roaring Fork Valley will be part of this year's event. Becca Hoffman is the fair's managing director.
I think we have a really well-rounded group of galleries presenting everything from contemporary and modern art to photography and to design.
Intersect Aspen also includes virtual discussions with featured artists. Participants can stream Q&As with Fred Tomaselli, Sanford Biggers, and Kelly Akashi. Intersect Aspen runs through Sunday. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.